With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, am I right? Between work deadlines, family obligations, and that ever-growing to-do list, it's easy to get swept up in the chaos. But guess what? We don't have to be at the mercy of every little thing that throws our way. Today, we're diving into something seriously powerful. Creating a peaceful environment for mindfulness and relaxation. Because let's face it, when our surroundings are calm, our minds can follow suit. Think about it, ever tried meditating in a room full of clutter? Or practicing yoga while your phone is blowing up with notifications? Yeah, not exactly conducive to Zen, right? So how do we cultivate that sanctuary of peace? Here's the deal. It's all about intentionality. First off, declutter. I know it sounds obvious, but those piles of papers and random knickknacks on your desk can actually create mental clutter too. Think of it like this. A clear space equals a clear mind. So grab some garbage bags, organize that bookshelf, and let the fresh air in literally and figuratively. Next up, embrace the power of scent. Seriously, the right aroma can work wonders for your mood and state of mind. Think lavender for relaxation, peppermint for focus, or even just a simple vanilla candle to create a warm, inviting atmosphere. You know that feeling when you walk into your favorite coffee shop and suddenly everything feels better? That's the power of scent at work. Speaking of senses, let's talk about sound. Noise pollution is real, folks. The constant hum of traffic, the notifications pinging on our phones, it all adds up. Invest in some good headphones and create a playlist of calming music or nature sounds to drown out the distractions. Bonus points if you have a white noise machine. It's like having your own personal soundproof bubble. Now, let's talk about lighting. Harsh overhead lights can make a room feel sterile and uninviting. Instead, opt for softer lighting sources like lamps with warm bulbs or even fairy lights to create a cozy, relaxing ambience. Remember that feeling of snuggling up on the couch with a good book on a rainy day? That's the kind of vibe we're going for. Finally, let's not forget about color. Did you know certain colors can actually influence your mood? Blues and greens are known to be calming, while reds and oranges tend to be more energizing. So when choosing paint colors or even just decorative accents, consider how they make you feel. You want space that promotes relaxation and peace, not anxiety. Ever come home after a long day and just want to melt into your couch? Maybe it's after a stressful work meeting or a chaotic afternoon wrangling kids. I know I do. But what if I told you that coming home could be the first step toward unwinding? Imagine walking through your front door, taking a deep breath of fresh air, and feeling the tension melt away because your environment is designed for peace. Picture this. You walk into your living room, the windows are open, letting in a gentle breeze. The scent of lavender diffuses through the air, calming your nerves instantly. Soft lighting casts a warm glow over a clutter-free space, with plants adding pops of green and life. A cozy playlist plays softly in the background, think nature sounds or instrumental music. You sink into your comfy armchair, close your eyes, and take a few deep breaths. The chaos of the day fades away, replaced by a sense of tranquility and calm. That's the power of creating a peaceful environment. It's not just about aesthetics, it's about intentionality. It's about designing a space that supports your well-being and helps you find those moments of peace amidst the daily hustle. So, remember, folks, we can choose to create an oasis of calm right in our own homes. Let's make mindful choices about our surroundings, declutter, embrace calming scents, harness the power of sound and light, and infuse our spaces with colors that promote relaxation. This isn't just about making your home look pretty, it's about cultivating a sanctuary where you can recharge, refocus, and reconnect with yourself. And trust me, when you start feeling that inner peace, everything else in life just seems to fall into place. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your favorite tip for creating a peaceful environment? Share it in the comments below or hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, stay calm, stay collected, and remember, even amidst the chaos, there's always peace to be found.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.